YouTube has videos that can help you solve almost any problem, from cutting your own hair to moving large boulders. That's right, there's a video that shows you how to move a large rock by using a lever. But YouTube wasn't available back in Bible times, so on that very first Easter morning, the women walking to Jesus' tomb knew that they were facing a boulder-sized challenge. Let's read what happened. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they could embalm him. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. They worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" Then they looked up, saw that it had been rolled back. It was a huge stone, and walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white. They were completely taken aback, astonished. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. He's been raised up. He's here no longer. You can see for yourselves that the place is empty. Now, on your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he's going on ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there, exactly as he said." Notice that the women were worried on the way to the tomb. They didn't know how they were going to move the stone. All the disciples had fled. But here is what we might overlook in reading this passage. The women went to the tomb anyway. They didn't know how they were going to move the stone. They didn't have YouTube do-it-yourself videos to show them how to move the boulder. They didn't have the physical strength to move the boulder, but they went. And when they showed up, they found out that God had already moved the stone and Jesus had been resurrected. We're lucky enough to have YouTube to help us with many do-it-yourself projects. But sometimes we're faced with large obstacles that are beyond our control, just like the women at the tomb. God did what they could not do. On this Easter Sunday, we can rejoice that God is still rolling away stones in our lives. May you believe in the resurrected Jesus Christ, who loves you and won't let you face any difficulty alone. I'm Michelle Fleming, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.